Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. We are well into week 7 of the 67th North Dakota legislative session and quickly approaching crossover break. This week, House Bill 1113, which was originally introduced by Representative Paul Thomas and is rooted in private property rights, passed the House 94-0 and was received by the Senate. This is a huge victory for landowners. The bill has two parts. First, it clarifies the legislation initiated by the NDSA, which passed overwhelmingly last session, that requires written permission and labeling of game cameras placed on another person's property. Second, it would require people to get permission from landowners before placing bait on another person's property as well. The NDSA will testify in support of the bill before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. The House Appropriations Committee recently gave a do-pass recommendation for House Bill 1431, which includes funding for the North Dakota State University Agricultural Products and Development Center. It is expected to be voted on in the House soon. The center will include multiple agricultural components. The piece most significant to the state's livestock industry is its meats laboratory. Replacing the existing meats laboratory has long been a priority project of our association and the broader livestock industry, as the current facility is archaic, said Executive Vice President Julie Ellingson in her supporting testimony for House Bill 1431. The Agricultural Products Development Center is expected to pay dividends to the agricultural industry and the entire state as its number one industry grows and flourishes. It will also help train students in these important areas that will likewise benefit the agricultural industry and overall economy. The NDSA has been on high alert every day of the session, and that will continue in order to ensure legislators know our priorities. Members can stay up to date on what is happening during the session by receiving our weekly legislative ledger emailed on Fridays. Additionally, there is a monthly legislative ledger available only in the North Dakota Stockmen. If you would like to stay up to date on all the happenings this session and what the NDSA is working on, contact us today to become an NDSA member at 701-223-2522. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration announced an extension of the Hours of Service Emergency Declaration until May 31, 2021. This declaration includes livestock and livestock feed, medical supplies and equipment relating to testing, diagnosis, and treatment of COVID-19, vaccines, medical supplies, and equipment related to the prevention of COVID-19, supplies and equipment necessary for community safety, sanitation, and prevention of community transmission of COVID-19, food, paper products, and other groceries for emergency restocking of distribution centers and stores. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is offering a series of scholarships again in 2021. Scholarships offered include the Endowment Scholarship, Junior Scholarship, Legacy Scholarship, Tokash Angus Ranch Memorial Scholarship, Jack and Vander Reich Memorial Scholarship, and Myron Wold Memorial Scholarship. The deadline to apply for each is March 1st. Complete rules and downloadable application forms are available at www.ndstockmen.org under the Foundation tab. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a happy Thursday.